Speaker 1.
I really got a taste for it when I visited the country. Indian food relies on spices and strong flavours. There's a lot of garlic and ingredients like turmeric, cumin and curry powder. They use a lot of vegetables like spinach and potatoes, and the meat is usually lamb or chicken. It can be quite hot and spicy, but with the climate they have over there, that's an advantage because it helps to cool you down. It's become very big in Britain, and I heard that it's even more popular these days than fish and chips.
Speaker 2.
I've always loved pasta. For me, Italian food is all about the idea of a family. You know, the image from films of a large family around a table with a big pot of spaghetti in the middle. I love the combination of tomatoes, basil, and Parmesan cheese. I don't think we do it justice outside Italy. If they could see the pizza that we eat, well, let's just say that the best pizzas I've ever tasted are from the little restaurants in the centre of Rome.
Speaker 3.
I spent about 3 years living in Beijing, and that's where I learned a lot about Chinese food. You'd be surprised at some of the strange ideas going around about Chinese cookery. Some people seem to think it's just dogs and snakes, but it's not like that at all. In fact, there are many different traditions that make up Chinese cuisine. Most of them are based around the idea of small pieces of meat and vegetables fried quickly and then eaten with rice or noodles. It's actually a very healthy diet.
Speaker 4.
I don't think that we really deserve our reputation for not being able to cook properly. English food isn't all fish and chips, you know. There are other dishes that people around the world don't seem to know quite so well, like Lancashire hot pot. It's a kind of stew of potatoes and lamb, and it's really tasty. I think all countries have their own traditions, and you can always find something worth cooking if you look closely enough.
Speaker 5.
I love Mexican food. People there often make their own tortillas, and it's really quite easy once you've got your flour. You take it when it's wet, and you shape it into flat cakes, which are round and thin. They're eaten as bread with rice, tomatoes, garlic, and chilies. You can quite easily find them these days, although the Mexicans themselves think the shop-bought ones are a bit dry. One of my favourites is a tortilla wrapped around spicy chicken and fried onions with chili sauce. You can't beat it.